This hour, we'll take your phone calls with the exorcist, Bill Bean. Your questions, your stories next. I would guess, Bill, some of these cases are very heartwarming, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the ones that that I see that these people are just absolutely flourishing. You know, they have broken the chains and they're just moving forward in life.
When you perform an exorcism, generally, how long does it last?
Well, there's no timetable on it, George. I'll tell you, there was one, I guess about 2 months ago in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, that it lasted all night. I thought that it was done at one point, and it was not done. The thing manifested again, and it was an all-night ordeal. And once God delivered the lady from it, I went through the entire house, which was a very large house. I went through and blessed the entire house, making sure that there was nothing lurking or hiding in the home. And I got up to the attic, which was a very big attic, a walk-in attic, you know, something like you'd have a bedroom or an office in. And went through that attic area, and there was a space back there that was a very dark space, like in this corner. And I began to sense a presence there. And I said, by the mighty power of Yahweh, that's God's name. I use his mighty and holy name. I said, by the mighty power of Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I command you to depart. Yahweh rebuke thee in Jesus' name. And I threw the flask, some shots out of the flask of the holy oil, water, and salt in the direction of where I sensed the entity. And George, I've seen and heard a lot of things in my lifetime, and I never heard what I heard then. It was just this demonic shriek like I cannot describe, and it was gone. You know, it left, but before it left, it let out this shriek.
Did not want to go, did it?
Loud. Did not want to go, and it left, and I'll tell you, it was super loud.
By invoking the name of God, Yahweh, Jesus, why does that work?
Well, we as individuals, now this is my opinion, I believe that that when God, Yahweh, created us, he left a little piece of himself in each and every one of us. Therefore, we all have the power of God within us. So if God spoke the world into existence, then we too have power through the spoken word, and we too can speak things into existence. So we have to be very careful and mindful of this, because some people use this for the forces of good, and others invoke things for the forces of evil. And I certainly believe it's true. So when we, by the power of God that is within us, and by the power of our spoken words, when we pray, we are invoking the power of God to come and take care of the situation. So for me, you know, God is first, and God is with me, and God is for me. So if God is with us and for us, then nothing can stand against us, and we just have to stay in warrior mode 24/7.
Okay, let's go to some of the phone calls here for you. Kelly in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello, Kelly. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Bill. Hi, George. How
are you?
Hi,
Kel. Good.
Hi, Kelly.
Good. Hi. Okay, so I have a story, and then I have a question as well.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend, this happened about 4 years ago. He had his best friend and his brother and a couple other people over at his house one night, and they were laughing, having a good time, and then out of nowhere, he stood up, and he grabbed the brother, he headbutted him, and beat the living crap out of his best friend. And it looked like a murder scene in his hallway of his apartment. And I looked at his eyes, and his eyes were like pitch black. And after everything was over, the guys left, and I'm just standing in there. And he comes back in, and I'm, you know, scared to death. And I'm like, he's going to go into the kitchen and he's going to grab a knife and he's going to come out here and he's going to kill me. This is the exact thoughts in my head. And I was just like praying in silence. And I hear the knife come out of the block that it, you know, the knife block. And then it slams down and he comes into the living room. He sits on the couch and he starts bawling his eyes out. Jeez. And he looked up at me and his eyes were normal. And it was just the craziest experience. And when he was younger, like probably 19, 20, and he was, you know, early 30s when this happened, he was arrested. He had his hands behind his back handcuffed, but he was still able to take out the entire, like, six cops that were around him from him even being handcuffed. And I'm just wondering I don't know if he's misdiagnosed because he's on all kinds of medicines for schizophrenia and bipolar and this and that, that maybe that's a misdiagnosis and maybe he's really just like possessed.
Well, I've certainly seen these things before, I'll tell you. I mean, there's no question about it. I've engaged in physical combat in some of these situations over the years, and I've seen it, and believe me, I mean, in my own life, I wrote about it in my second book, Delivered, the case of a 22-day possession from a loved one, a beautiful 135-pound lady. Now, at that point in time, this was back in the 80s, I was a power lifter. I was a very powerful individual, and this lady, 135-pound woman, grabbed me around my throat, and it took every ounce of strength I had to get that one hand from around my throat. I mean, she had superhuman strength. It took 9 police officers and EMTs to hold this 135-pound woman down. So I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I know it's very real. And if I could ever be of any assistance for him, please get in contact with me. And if you visit BillBean.net, you can email me from the site.
Bill, how come some individuals through these entities have these incredible amounts of strength?
You know, that is a good question, George. Again, these things feed off of our negativity, so they gain in power and strength from our negativity, and whatever that may be, if it's fear, if it's anger, whatever negative emotions are involved, these things literally gain in strength. And boy, I'll tell you, I have literally seen it and experienced it. And it is something that I wouldn't wish on anybody. And this is where, like I say, we have to stay in warrior mode 24/7. Each and every one of us are in spiritual warfare on a daily basis. Most people don't realize this, but there are forces out there that are trying to work against man and trying their best to destroy man.
Michael's in Los Angeles. Hey, Michael, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering, on your first exorcism, when did that occur? And on your last exorcism, is there anything strikingly different between the first one and the last one that you did?
Well, thank you for calling, Michael. And the first one, I would have to say it was probably in 2009. And the most recent one was probably, I guess the most recent one was the one that I mentioned to George a couple months ago in Gettysburg. Now, since that time, I have gone to many other people for deliverances, but the people were not possessed to that level. You know, they had some form of demonic oppression, but were not fully possessed like that. So, and differences? Well, I guess there are differences in every case, yet the same, and as I stated to George, you know, it's the same MO, and the MO is to isolate someone and go to work on them and weaken them to the point to where the person gives up their will to fight. And once the person is conquered in that way and they've relinquished their will to fight, well, then they're just open season for these demons to have their way with them and do whatever. I know one case that I'm thinking about right now was a 20-year-old young man in Delaware, and I was contacted. The mother, his mother, had found out about me somehow and had contacted me, and this boy was possessed. He was physically attacking the family, and he had made a deal with the devil. He had literally sold his soul to the devil because, and I found this out through talking with the young man after everything was over with, because he had suffered sexual abuse in his childhood, he had built up this bitterness and anger towards God. Therefore, he sold his soul to the enemy. He felt that Satan gave him power, and this boy, he was casting spells on people. He was doing a lot of really bad things, and, you know, this was a real battle, I'll tell you, and by the time it was over, you know, he was delivered, and then after it was over, we went into his room, and I recall him taking a trash bag, and I instructed him to gather up all his daggers and all of the paraphernalia that he had, and we got rid of all of that stuff, and I'll tell you that I'll never forget that day, but, you know, each is different in some way, yet with the same common MO.
Edgar Cayce in his trance state, Bill, eventually weakened. I think it killed him. Are you concerned that doing so many exorcisms can get to you too?
Well, here's the way I have to, and this is the way I believe. God called me to do this, George. I mean, truly he did, and I praise him for it. I didn't want this. You know, once I was delivered, I didn't want to get my hands dirty again and get involved in these things. I wanted to have peace. But God had a different plan for my life. So he has chosen me to do this. He has called me to do this. Therefore, I'm under his power, his authority, and his protection. So I believe that he always has his giant warrior angels protecting me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is for the rest of my life. So I stand by Psalm 91. I give it all to him. I know that he's protecting me, and I have to leave it right there. And whatever happens after that, his will be done. But I cannot have one ounce or hint of fear. I cannot. If you go into situations like this and you have any fear at all, you are finished. So I have to stay in 100% faith, and I have to go in there in warrior mode, and the best defense is a strong offense. So, you know, from the moment I go in, after I've gotten the information needed to proceed forward, it is all on the offense and binding and casting that garbage out by the mighty power of Yahweh in Jesus' name.
Okay, let's go to Goldie in Houston, Texas. Hello, Goldie. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
I just wanted to say that the angels, the big angels, they are around us when we need them and when we don't think we need them. They're always there. My mom got involved when she went off to college after being raised in a strong Southern Baptist family. She got involved in a mysticism group called the Rosicrucians. And I subsequently was involved in all of that. But I was really lucky because I had a grandmother who prayed and had a closet where she prayed on her knees for her children and grandchildren. And because of that, I was not aware that I was fighting battles, because the angels that God has promised us in the Bible, you can call 10,000 upon 10,000 upon 10,000 angels to you. They're there, and they will protect you.
Well, that's a good point.
I totally agree.
They will protect you, won't they, Bill?
Yes, I totally agree, and thank you for calling, Goldie. Yes, that's a very good point, and this is, again, George, you know, I mean, it's all about faith. When we're in total faith, we have strength and we have courage. Faith and fear do not go together. And so for me, in this calling, I have to remain in total faith.
How many people do you think are walking around out there right now, Bill, percentage-wise, that might be possessed?
Well, I'll say this, and it's unfortunate. These numbers are increasing. I can tell you right now, from this time last year, as opposed to now, I mean, the case numbers are just off the charts. So something is going on here. And how can I say this? I can't prove this. I'll just give you a theory. I can't prove it. But I really have a strong feeling about this, that I feel that HAARP is contributing to this in a way to where we have these gigantic sinkholes opening up all around the world, and I know you're familiar with this. You've covered it quite a bit on your show. I feel that some of these sinkholes are portals, and these are portals from hell, some of them, and they are loosing more and more demons on the earth, and this is why so many people are coming under this demonic oppression and possession. I mean, it is just absolutely mind-boggling the number of people that are contacting me for help now.
It's growing by leaps and bounds, isn't it?
I had, I didn't tell you this, and I'll share it with you now real quick. After I saw you in Denver and Boulder, I had to go to Salt Lake City the following week. And while in Salt Lake City, I was making an appearance at a convention, and a couple approached me after they heard me speak, and they asked me for help. I asked them to join me for dinner, and we went and had dinner, and they told me what was going on. And this couple was in dire straits. I mean, they were probably 20s, late 20s, and they seemed to be very good people. However, they made some very bad decisions, and they had gotten into conjuring demons, and they felt that they could conjure these demons up for their own gain and control these demons, and they quickly found out that their life was a shambles. And they were in a really bad way. So to make a long story short, I ended up performing a deliverance over them and baptizing them both in the hotel pool. I mean, this was surreal. But that's how urgent this was, that these young people, you know, they really, really needed help. And, you know, the hotel was sold out, George, and there was people around that pool the entire time except for the time that I was going to perform this deliverance exorcism over this couple. There wasn't a person around, not one person. It was absolutely supernatural. And so I performed the deliverance right there, got them in the pool, baptized them, and they're doing fantastic.
What is it about the water bill for baptisms that seems to work?
I think that there's no power in the water except for when we invoke the power of God, and that the water is symbolic of cleansing. So I feel that when we make our final covenant with God, we do it in this water baptism to where we become blessed, sealed, sanctified, purified, cleansed, and made holy through the water. Not that the water has the power. It's symbolic of standing before God, making our covenant, and we become fresh and cleansed through the water by the power of God.
Bill, give out your website, if you would, please.
Absolutely. It is www.billbean.net. And again, for anyone out there in need, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'm a very, very busy man, but never too busy to help someone.
We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. We'll take final phone calls with Bill Bean. Several of his works, Delivered, Dark Force as well. And you can always email us at george@coasttocoastam.com. Well, a couple of items for you. Our Insta poll is up and running at coasttocoastam.com. Go ahead and vote there as we're talking to you about a changing world, and we want to get your views on some things that we will use for some content and programming decisions. So go ahead and do that. On our next Coast to Coast show, this story of immigration is really out of control. Frosty Wooldridge will be joining me for the first couple hours tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll have more interesting things for you on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back in a moment with Bill Bean and final questions on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you with Bill Bean. We'll get to your questions in a moment. Bill, we did not talk yet about your UFO experiences. Do they tie into your ability now to be an exorcist?
I think it all ties in together, and it is amazing. Yeah, it's another amazing facet of this journey that I've been on. And for anyone who'd like to see some photographs of the UFOs or supernatural phenomena, including some of these black hooded entities and things of that nature, just visit BillBean.net and click on the photo gallery, and you'll see some very disturbing images that I don't take any joy in presenting them. However, they are authentic photographs, and people need to know that these things are real. And the UFO aspect of things, again, I would be vilified if I walked into most churches saying this, but it requires a great deal of study, which I have spent years and years studying. And there are 70 scriptures in the Bible that talk about Yahweh and the heavenly host traversing the heavens, which means skies, and flying craft. And if this is true, then when the war broke out in heaven, it is quite possible that Satan and a third of the angels that rebelled were cast out of heaven in those crafts. So that could be the origins for these unidentified flying objects. And then you factor in, it's a great probability that if God created the universe and everything in it, then I'm sure he created life elsewhere out there. Now, I don't know this for sure, but it certainly seems probable in the vastness of the universe. And then we also have governments on the earth that now have this technology, and they're operating these craft as well.
Okay, let's go back to final calls now. We have Savant in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to the program. Savant, always a pleasure.
Thank you, George. It's always exciting to listen to your programs. And I was wanting to ask, Bill, do you feel that there is an influx and almost as if there's portals opening up to where these demons and spirits are pouring into the planet, prepping for Armageddon? And after you answer the question, I also have a comment, if we have time, about an exorcism or two that I've participated in myself.
Sure thing. Go ahead, Bill. Bill, you still with us?
Interesting.
Hello, Bill. He's gone. Well, we might as well get your exorcism story in then, Savant.
Well, I was very fortunate as a young man to be deeply involved in Christian ministry, and I am also an ordained minister, but I've always had the capability that God has used a certain sign physically for me when I get around people that have extremely strong spirits. And it's almost as if that feeling when you get the air forced out of you, like being punched in the solar plexus. And it's just a sign that God has given me. I had a friend that I was working with that was a twin, had the evil twin syndrome going on. She was a Christian. She was trying to overcome some of the challenges in her life. And I was having a group of people at my place, and I suddenly felt this symptom come over me with the burning in my abdomen, and then there was a knock on the door. And when I opened the door, here was this girl that I had been working with, and she had literally slashed her arms open that you could see the open meat, and immediately, because of the other people that were there, I asked her to come in, took her out to the back. I was actually on the second floor. I sat her down on the steps and started talking to her. And she started talking in multiple voices simultaneously. And what the voices said is, she is ours now. And one of them came to the forefront as if it was almost an egotistical situation. You're saying, she is mine. She is mine. And as I put my hands on her and started evoking the power of the Holy Spirit and casting those demons out, this major spirit that was the leader of this group, almost like a legion type of a situation, literally picked me up and tried to throw me off of the second floor balcony. I had to put my arms around one of the columns to keep from going over.
It meant business. What a great story. And also, Savant, Bill Bean is back for your question. Go ahead.
Okay, Bill, my question is, I have felt for years now, but specifically because of everything that is happening in the world, with all the chaos and everything spinning out of control, with the wars and the rumors of wars and everything, do you feel that there is almost like portals opening up to where demons are pouring in from other dimensions to this planet, prepping for Armageddon?
No question about it. And George and I touched on that a couple of minutes ago. I strongly believe that, because I see a tremendous increase in demonic activity, demonic possession, demonic oppression Absolutely. I totally believe it. And this is why I'm stressing and I'm urging people, please, if you don't believe anything I've said here, then I urge you to do the studies for yourself. Make your connection with God on your own. Pray and ask God for the truth, and he will reveal it to you. We are in a time like no other, and it is very important that we become super strong and in warrior mode. And the only way that we can do that is to reconnect with God and have his Holy Spirit power working through us by the power of Christ.
Bill, the Catholic Church just approved another organization for exorcisms. They mean business. This has got to be, I think, almost out of control, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, George. I mean, look, you cover the most bizarre stories on a daily, nightly basis, so you know this is real. You see what's going on in the world. A lot of people are trying to bury their heads in the sand, and they say, oh, well, this will pass over. You know, it won't affect me. I'm sorry to say that this is going to affect everyone. So it is of the utmost importance that we come back to God now, and he will save us and make a way for us, because I'm afraid to say that, you know, we're definitely in a time like no other, and believe me, there are forces on this earth now that are trying to destroy men. And it goes all the way back to Genesis 3:15, where Yahweh told Satan, I will put enmity, which means hatred, between you and the woman, and I will put enmity between your seed and her seed. So that's saying that there is a satanic seed line, and I believe that that seed line is on the earth as we speak, and they are trying their best through Satan and his minions to destroy mankind.
Let's go to Michael in Lexington, South Carolina, first-time caller. Michael, you're on with Bill Bean. Go ahead.
Hi, George. It's an honor to speak to you. I've been listening to you and Art before you.
Thank you.
Almost every night for years. You posed the question to Mr. Bean about if you're under the influence, are you more likely to be possessed?
Yeah.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
When I was 9 back in 1975, my brother was 18. He's 9 years older than me. And he was drinking heavily and doing drugs in his room. And he was listening to Black Sabbath. I'm not familiar with their music. I think the song may have been Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, but the Ten Commandments began to be written in fire on a bedroom wall. And it kind of freaked him out at first, and it got down to the Sixth Commandment. And he said something told him that if it got down to 10th, that he would die or be taken. And it freaked him out, and he cut off the stereo and fled the room. Well, like a month later, he was in there drinking and doing drugs again, and he decided to recreate it. He put that same song back on, and it picked up where it left off, and it started at the Seventh Commandment being written in fire, and it got down to 9, and he yanked the 8-track out of the player and destroyed it. And I just wonder if you've ever heard about anything like that before.
What do you think, Bill?
It's very true, and even in my own case, you know, I recall as a child, 11, 12, 13 years old, playing Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Judas Priest, Aerosmith, Kiss, all of those things, and my mother begging me not to do it because she said, you know, we're already having all of these horrible problems already. My mother suffered more than any other person I've seen in my life, and she's begging me not to play it. It's one of the real regrets of my life that I didn't listen to my mom. And, George, maybe the next time you have me back, we'll talk about the effects of some music and the mind control that some music has and entertainment and movies and TV shows and everything else, because this is very real. And I feel that there are certain types of music and certainly lyrics, as we talked before, that can invoke these demonic spirits to come and certain frequencies as well.
How far will you travel, Bill, to do an exorcism?
Anywhere and everywhere. I've been all over this country, and I'll go anywhere that God guides me. And anytime there's a person in need, believe me, I will make time to help them.
Good for you. Let's go to Ashland, Oregon. KJ is with us. Hello, KJ. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much. It's really difficult to grasp the concept of evil, especially if you believe you've led a good life. And, you know, I was in my late 40s before I could even fathom it, and I got hit really hard and continue to be hit. So I have two observations and a question. The first observation is I was in the Los Angeles court system, family court system, for 15 years. And it was an open secret that there were quite a few people on the payroll. I don't know where they are, but spells were being cast, black magic was being used, and I think judges, I believe, were aware of this, and in my case, it certainly proved to be true, because there's no other explanation for what was going on. So I have that observation, and that it's now in the court system and is ruling our lives in ways we can't fathom. And the second observation is I found that if I prayed and asked that God turn the heart of a particular person and let them see the truth, I myself personally was hit with such hideous, you know, I was destroyed. I was destroyed. I mean, I was a healthy, successful, lovely woman, and I now am homeless on food stamps. So that gives you an idea. Oh. The second, and then my question is, can you, and God bless you, help people who are under the bombardment of such spells, such curses?
Absolutely. And, you know, I do this on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Every day, every night, my phone is loaded up with text messages. My emails are overflowing. I'm up till 4 or 5 a.m. every morning answering messages from people in need. And so many people are like you that, you know, their lives have been destroyed. And absolutely, God works through me to free people from this garbage, and we can break every single curse, hex, vex, spell, whatever it may be, by the mighty power of Yahweh in Jesus' name, absolutely. And if you want to get in contact with me, I'll gladly. And it's not me, it's God working through me, and there's no doubt that God will help you and deliver you from it.
Bill, I'm told you answer all your emails.
Absolutely, and that's a task in itself, George, because, you know, being who you are, you get thousands of emails from people, so it's virtually impossible to answer these messages, but it's a miracle in itself that God does help me to be able to persevere and endure and personally answer these messages. You know, for a period, I had an assistant that would return messages, but it wasn't, I didn't feel right about it, because if these people
are taking the time
to pour their hearts out, then it's my obligation to answer them.
Let's go to Mike in Canada on the wild card line. Hey, Michael, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, George. I really appreciate it. As usual, your show is amazing. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from Soggy, Manitoba right now, so we definitely can use your prayers of the callers to dry us up a little bit out here.
Absolutely.
Send some of it to Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's really good to hear you, Bill. You're definitely a brother in Christ, and
thank you, my brother.
My question for you is, you know, being involved in spiritual warfare here too, is there anything special you do with your water, like adding salt from Israel, or and the oil, which I'm guessing is olive oil? What would be your prayers to anoint both?
Well, what I would do, and what I do when blessing this, and yes, I do have oil, water, and earth from Israel, and salt as well. And what I do is, you know, I make a mixture of these things, and I say, by the mighty power of Yahweh, in Jesus' name, Father, I ask that you please bless, seal, sanctify, purify, cleanse, and make this water, oil, salt, and earth holy. And by your mighty power and your mighty and holy name, I declare this to be blessed, sealed, sanctified, purified, cleansed, and made holy.
How do you know that it works, Bill? How do you know that it's working?
Well, this, again, we are invoking this. So when we are in faith, and if we have the power of God working through us, then when we speak these things, we are invoking it. We are speaking it into existence. Therefore, God is with us step for step, hand in hand, and he is with us. And when we invoke this by his mighty power, and in his mighty and holy name, and mighty and holy name of his son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, it does mean something, and it does become blessed and holy.
First time people, what do you recommend? They get dark force or delivered first?
Yeah, I'd say start off with dark force because, you know, you can read where I was, and then delivered, the journey continues. And then my third book is called 10 Steps to Victory, and that is the conclusion of how people can become free and follow these 10 steps to just really live a good and peaceful life. And again, I'm eternally grateful to God for what he's done for me, George. I thank him for what he's done, for what he's doing, and for what he's going to do. And I've embarked on this tour called the Breaking the Chains Tour. And it started in Salt Lake City, and I'm going to be heading to Cape Cod after that and all over the country.
Super, Bill. Thanks again for being on the program. You are one of the enlightened ones. For Dan Galante, Trisha Pepe, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe.